Advanced French with Michelle Thomas, Recording 4.
Before going into the tenses with the ing, in English, you can also use the ing without expressing a tense just by itself, or after a preposition. You can say, he left without saying a word. Seeing is believing. Just use ing's without the tense. In that case, in French, it's very easy because the ing just by itself, not as a tense, would be the infinitive. Or after preposition, without saying, without this sans, S-A-N-S, mm-hmm. without, sans dire un mot, without to say a word, sans dire un mot. Il est parti, sans dire un mot. So without knowing, sans savoir. Seeing is believing would be just to see, it is to believe. Voir, c'est croire. The French use a saying, they say, understanding everything is forgiving everything. I don't agree with it. Understanding everything is forgiving everything. How would you say that in French?
To comprendre,
c'est, it is,
c'est
forgiving everything. Now you're looking for the word to forgive, yes? Now, you see the richness, la richesse de la langue anglaise, of the English language, is that you have such un grand vocabulaire, big vocabulary. You have Anglo-Saxon words, but you have so many French words. Une grande variété, a great variety. To forgive, you know, you will not say forgive. You know that to forgive is not a French word in English. It's an Anglo-Saxon verb. To forgive is Germanic, Anglo-Saxon, and not French. But you can look for another verb somehow. Can you find another verb for to forgive? How about to pardon? Pardonner, that sounds French, doesn't it? You know, when Chaucer started writing, English literature started finally, he often used French and Anglo-Saxon words together to make himself understood by all. To him, it was not a redundancy to talk about liberty and freedom. Freedom is not French. Freedom is Anglo-Saxon. But liberty, liberté. You have developed enough of a sense pour la langue so that as far as vocabulaire is concerned, I encourage, je vous encourage to guess. Well, to guess would not be guesser, no. No. But how about deviner, to divine? But it will help you in reading. So, to comprendre, c'est to pardonner. Understanding everything is forgiving everything. As I said, I don't agree with it. Je ne suis pas d'accord. D'accord is of accord, or to agree is to be of accord. Je ne suis pas d'accord. Let me say also, leaving is dying a little. So how would you say leaving is dying a little? Leaving.
Partir.
It is.
C'est.
Dying.
Mourir.
Yes, go on, a little.
Un peu.
Right. You see, you said mortir, yes? Mm. That is fine as far as vocabulary is concerned. The important thing is, the way I see it is, in communication, to communicate, to hit the ball, meaning the vocabulary, and get it over the net. Getting over the net, meaning being understood. Even if you mispronounce it, if you understood, they will play it back. Yes. And playing back, they will show you. They will not correct you, but they will show you that they understood you. And they say, ah, I said, mortir, the poet mourir. And this is how you pick up, and then you correct yourself. And you can play it again. And sometimes you may guess something and you may hit the net. They will get a blank look and say, okay, I'll have another serve. Try something else. Never to be découragé. Dé is this. Découragé, discouraged. Never. And try again. Again for vocabulaire, but never in structure. So don't rush it. Take your time and never feel that they won't wait. In other words, don't ever project your own impatience with yourself, and to others, thinking that they will be impatient. If they are, you will not want to communicate with them in any language. So take your time. Besides, and there's something else, while you're thinking out, while you're giving yourself the time to think it out, it seems to you, it will always seem to you, much longer than it is. It has something to do with relativity of time. You wake up from a dream and you think that you dreamt all night. It may take you an hour or two to talk about the dream. It only lasted a few seconds. It's important to take your time and never to get impatient with yourself.